Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
How can you not love that? The stars and stripes and watching that eagle fly. Welcome along. This is What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition. Scott Hennon here, Kevin Flynn as well. And we have a busy show today. We start, however, as we always do, with a little bit of open phone time for you to tell us what's on your mind. Simple as a phone call to 701-271-1100. Is there a particular topic, line of questioning, a guest that you're waiting for us to tackle on the program? Get on the show and get the conversation going. Let us know. 855-200-1776. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Kev, how are you this fine day?
Fantastic, sir. Thank you for asking.
You're raring to go?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bet at it. Still at it, good to go.
That's right.
I'm at the, midway stretch. Point of my day.
Home stretch.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly right. Did you know pizza is no longer available for a dollar a slice in New York City?
Oh, I would believe that.
You know why?
I would imagine it's a number of reasons. What are you thinking?
Joe Biden.
Oh, well, there you go.
We now have a new resume builder for Joe Biden. Pizza, for the first time ever, is not available for a buck a slice in New York City. The pizza company just couldn't make it. Couldn't make it go with Joe's inflation.
Look at the cities where the crime is going crazy, too. They're all boarded up. And look at Chicago. Look at the Miracle Mile. Look at Detroit. I mean, I'm going to go down the list. St. Louis, Philly, New York, L.A., they're just in deterioration, and they continue to deteriorate.
This is from the New York Post headline, End of an Era, Dollar Pizza Slices at New York City's Two Bros Pizza are toast. Party's over, bros. That's what the article says. One of the Big Apple's most recognizable pizza joints is jacking up the price of its famous dollar slice, breaking the hearts of, poor college students everywhere. Two Bros Pizza announced the death of the deliciously dirt-cheap delicacy, saying it was forced to up the once-affordable option to $1.50 to take a bite out of inflation.
That's not new. I mean, yeah, that's happening. Dollar store isn't going to carry eggs because they can't hit their $1.25 price point anymore. See, that's what these folks don't understand about, math. They never do it. It's like, well, I'm just going to tax those people over $400,000. It'll solve everything. Okay. This is in the real world, that's the real world is that dough, flour, toppings, pepperoni, people to do it, ovens to heat the power of the ovens. It all costs more. All costs more.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. There's a bottom line you got to meet.
And their deal has been to break even on the cheese pizza to buck a slice.
Buck a slice. And smaller slice, I bet.
They can't anymore.
Nope.
No, there's no such thing as a small slice.
Well, you're paying $12 for a combo meal at the drive-thru wherever you are, 10 bucks. I mean, it's everything's up. And to me, man, it all comes down to the price of gas, price of diesel, price of fuel to make it, to process it, to get it there, to cook it there, to get the people there to do the work to serve it. I mean, all comes down to a gallon of gas or diesel.
That's the big story of the day, folks. You'll get no bigger story than that. Dollar pizza, no more at Two Bros Pizza in New York City. Texter says, as far as the show today, they aren't after oil and coal. They are after the state of conservative values and a stronghold in the Midwest. And oil and coal. Can't wait to hear your guest today. Referring to a guest we have in our 10 o'clock hour, an economist at the Center of the American Experiment, to talk about the fact that the Biden administration is targeting oil and gas in North Dakota. And this economist is suggesting we do something to remove the boom-bust cycle. So we're going to talk on a little preview of the event, which is, by the way, Friday, 11:30, Avalon Event Center in Fargo. Ticket information at AmericanExperimentND.org. AmericanExperimentND.org. I think they are after oil and gas, and coal, too, for that matter. And they're also after the conservative values. But the oil and gas box and coal is a check mark in the climate change insanity. So it's a little of both is what it is. Another texter says, bulletproof the oil and gas industry, expose Biden and the Democrats and how they are in the oil and gas industry in Ukraine and Russia after they bring fracking the countries they've invested in. Oil and gas industry in the U.S., Republican donors, expose this crap, talk about it, campaign on it. Nobody is giving this any attention. Why? You can complain about it or expose it. It's that easy. Come on, man. I have to agree with the texter as far as the Ukraine and Russia connection, if you will.
Yeah, is Russia or China shutting down any pipelines? Are they slowing down any drilling? Are they slowing down any of that? Any Russia, Putin, something, any of going green over there anywhere? No. Is the answer?
Texter says, wait 1 minute. Joe recently opened up an Alaskan oil project.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to make America energy independent. America doesn't need North Dakota, don't you know? I think there's a little bit of sarcasm in that comment from the listener. And by the way, that Alaskan oil project really got blown into much more. There was originally a request of like five or six sectors as part of that plan, and they approved three of them. So it was a scaled-down version, I think, for political reasons, myself. I think it was...
It's a talking point for the 24 deal. I'm like, hey, look, we're not crippling it. We opened Alaska. Dad, look at that.
Texter says...
You're doing the hard work.
Texter says, why don't you guys talk about what happened at the White House yesterday? I assume they mean the little kerfuffle in the...
Oh, with the reporter from Africa. Yeah, we did earlier on the local show.
In the briefing room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
KJP, she won't have it.
In case you missed it, first of all, there was this bunch of actors there.
Yeah.
And I think that set off the African reporter that, you know, you're talking about a TV show, and meanwhile you don't answer my questions. And so he went off a little bit. What I found interesting about it was pile-on the guy from Africa.
Oh, yeah. Those are the people that are handpicked to be there.
Yeah.
That's like, hey, the zookeepers are, no. So, don't ask the monkey that question.
It wasn't that, by the way, the reporter was on Tucker.
Don't mess with the killer whale there.
He was on Tucker Carlson last night, so he's more famous today than he's ever been.
This is him.
So you have a choice. You have a choice. Okay.
In the briefing room, and I'm saying that that's not right. This is not China. This is not Russia. This is the United States. This is the White House.
No.
He's been serving one. I think you're serving
the rest of us are here too, pal.
He's been serving
one. Hey, pal.
Grievances, you should bring them to her later.
I have right done now, that. I have done that. All my emails have been
ignored. And the press corps is tired of dealing with this.
Yeah, the press corps is tired of dealing with
then
this.
Then deal like with my emails and answer my questions.
We don't
it's not
like
hard.
Do you hear what the one lady yelled at the beginning? Decorum!
Yeah.
Decorum! Now, I guarantee
answer the question.
If there is somebody badgering Sarah Huckabee Sanders or the any of the Trump spokesmen in the White House, do you think they'd be ganging up on the reporter?
Oh, she wasn't having any
what
of it.
What has just occurred this last 10, 15 minutes is unacceptable.
Yes.
It is unacceptable.
So we're
either going to continue the briefing, or we can just end the briefing right here.
No.
That is
okay. Well, then let's go.
That is literally the definition.
We're either going to continue the briefing, or we can just end the briefing right here.
So we're either going to continue the briefing how I want to do it and how we want to do it and asking the questions you want or that we want asked, or we'll just wrap it up. Or we'll leave and call you all racist.
Take my ball and
you're
go home.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
That's exactly every time.
Did he actually get thrown out? I mean,
that's a great question.
The headline I saw said something he was tossed out of the briefing.
Well, they're doing the hard work.
Because of the work that this president has done.
Historic, actually.
What do you think of that, folks? 271-1100, 271-1100 on What's on Your Mind. We'll continue.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
We talked to Vince, and he went through why Hot Springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down, it's been Hot Springs Spas, mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the Center of the American Experiment. They are hosting an event you won't want to miss. Friday. Actually, there's one Thursday in Bismarck as well at the Bismarck Municipal Country Club. You can go to AmericanExperimentND.org for all the details on that. There's also one in Fargo at 11:30 at the Avalon Event Center. And North Dakota has an economy very closely tied to oil and gas. Sometimes the occupant of the White House or some oil minister at OPEC has more control over our future than we do. How can North Dakota build an economy that can overcome the boom-bust cycle of the past? Join American Experiment North Dakota at our all-boom, no-bust lunch, Friday, 11:30, Avalon Event Center. Details at AmericanExperimentND.org, and you sign up there, you RSVP there, AmericanExperimentND.org.
See what Biden's doing today?
Oh,
speaking of the boss there.
Tell me, would you?
There you go. Well, he's hosting a ceremony today honoring the National Humanities Medals and the National Medals of Arts. Jill's going to join him today.
Okay.
The boss will be there.
She'll be there to keep him.
Springsteen.
Go this way.
Yep. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
The steps are this way.
Elaine from Seinfeld. Gladys Knight. Going to be, so it's a star-studded event at the White House.
They're
today.
Big on those, yeah.
And they'll walk him in, and he'll pretend to shake hands with the E Street Band, who's not there, and it'll be awesome.
Well,
so
great.
That's what Main Man Joe's doing today, big guy.
There you go. A little national economic news that just came across the wires here. Home prices fell from a year earlier in February for the first time in 11 years. There's that Biden economy.
Yeah.
Home prices
bound to happen.
Fell from a year earlier in February for the first time in 11 years.
Can someone tell that to Tim Walz?
Just take more of your money.
It's unbelievable. All of a sudden you see the estimated value next year and the next tax year going up and up and up. And wait a minute. I don't understand how that's, because it sure isn't reflecting that in the actual market. Oh, wait a minute. That's how you assess taxes.
They call him Mr. Wonderful. Kevin O'Leary is going to join us. He's in town visiting with local business leaders and companies about investment opportunities in Wonderfund, North Dakota this week. So look forward to that conversation coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, back on the impending winter storm. And then John Phelan will be here, economist at the Center of the American Experiment, one of those that'll be presenting on Friday at the Avalon for the Center of the American Experiment. Okay? So all that coming up on the show we call What's on Your Mind. A texter says, Scott, an attack on oil and gas is an attack on agriculture. Without oil and gas for fuel and fertilizer, we cannot produce food on a large scale to feed the world.
Amen.
Couldn't agree with you anymore. And plus the environmental stuff that they're cooking up certainly is as much an attack on agriculture as it is oil and gas as well. And some of the regulation. Appreciate that, David. Thank you. Greg is on the line. Hey, Greg, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Greg?
Hey. Hey, you guys are talking to the representative there from Northwest Minnesota, and he was always talking about the Democrats. We need to change that term, Democrat. We need to change it to Marxist. They should not be referred to as Democrats anymore. They need to be referred to as Marxists. That's all I've got. Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
agreed.
They love the name game. So maybe you're right in suggesting a little tit for tat on the messaging and the labeling. You know what Biden likes to say? There's not Republicans. What are there?
They're MAGA.
Thank you.
MAGA people.
MAGA.
You know, MAGA people.
Yeah. And somebody asked him, "What you said MAGA Republicans. What does MAGA stand for again, sir?
Yeah. How dare you want a great country?
America.
How dare you want a leading, shining beacon on the hill of a country? How dare you think like that?
Yeah.
Need to get involved with everybody, so everybody on the planet gets a trophy. Everybody's got to be equal.
Exactly. Colette says on our stream, which, by the way, you can watch on Facebook or any of our social media, Scott, I just love you. I'm finally able to log on today, Miss you, Colette. Well, thank you, Colette. Very nice of you. And also, glad you logged on. And I don't understand why they don't have you sub in for Dan Bongino sometimes. Too busy for that on this end, Colette, but thank you for that. Appreciate that. Marja says, reality in life, you can't trust anyone. Care for those you love. Protect and provide for them. No one else will or should have to. All right. Let's rip through some text here in our final moments on What's on Your Mind. Somebody sent us a meme and said, here's a new fashion trend that'll be big. It's a shirt that has a flap that goes down along your arm for easy access. And the, new fashion trend. All right, there's a question for our guest. We'll save that one for later on. When you elect a clown, says this listener, he brings the circus with him.
So true.
Wise words.
Well, obviously.
KJP has the same attitude as Biden. It's my way or no way, like it or lump it. I want to find out if he got tossed out of there. I don't know if I saw some erroneous reporting there or if he actually was asked to leave the briefing room. To me, what's more egregious is the other reporters not circling the wagons for one of their own, as they would always traditionally do.
Well, and any... played this earlier, too. We've played it before. Listen to the first 10 seconds of it.
Well, let's be very clear. Let me take on the drug part here, because since you brought this up, because of the work that this president has done, because of what we've done specifically on fentanyl.
Anybody? Anybody. Specifically on fentanyl. Anybody. Any specifics. That's what the guy is frustrated about. And you ask for specifics from these people. Well, it's, you know, it's
at the border.
It's at the border.
At historic lows.
Yeah, it's historic. At historic lows. So, you know, don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
Absolutely no way you can say it's at historic lows.
It's actually at historic highs.
Right.
The numbers are staggering. But, you know,
historic levels that we have been able to record a number of personnel working to secure the border.
Where are they? In what world are they working in?
Well, the world they're working in, Kevin, is you just say it and then it's true.
It's just, yeah, I really, that's what's been so frustrating about her and Psaki and the rest of this whole clown show, is I would like to know exactly what you're doing. Where are you doing it? Where were those border agents hired? Where and who are they? Whose command are they under so we can talk to and see how that's going? That's what's frustrating about this whole circus. Am I wrong?
No.
701-271-1100. Let's go.
It's really...
It's embarrassing.
Well, it's infuriating.
It's ridiculous.
Is what it is. It's beyond embarrassing. It's beyond ridiculous. It's just infuriating. And we have to continue to point it out so people don't get sucked into it.
You know why the guy got upset?
Kevin O'Leary when we come back.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. President Biden issued his first veto of his presidency yesterday in an early sign of shifting White House relations with the new Republican-led Congress. The bill would have prevented his administration from making investments based on environmental, social, and governance considerations.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why I decided to veto it.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues this week will face one of their toughest calls in years, whether to raise interest rates again to fight high inflation or to take a timeout amid the worst banking crisis since 2008. Fed officials' two-day meeting concludes tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition. It is the first full day of spring today. We're expecting, in fact, I think, Scotty, we're expecting Kevin O'Leary to wander through the door any minute. I will tell you, we're coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.com. Find out the great work those folks are doing at freedommattersusa.com. Got myself a 4 for $4 at PetroServe yesterday, my man. No better deal, I'm telling you right now, than the 4 for $4.
Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience waiting for you today at PetroServe USA.
Bring it.
You're going to love the hot beef sandwich with the chicken pot pie in Valley City.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that sound good or what?
Yeah.
Meatloaf or beef stroganoff, your choice, West Main Avenue, West Fargo.
Yeah.
Barbecue pulled pork sandwiches, 12th Avenue and I-29. Swedish meatballs, MP Avenue. Tater tot hot dish in Glendon. Salisbury steak in Yulin. Or Swedish meatballs on 45th Street and 9th Street Southwest in Fargo. That's today's lunch specials. You find them at Cafe USA locations, the PetroServe USA, Harwood, of course, as well. Great store there. They're expanding, too, in Castleton, Wahpeton, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Just tell them the whole gang from the flag sent you. Right on over there.
Yo.
Texture says the predictions of people like Al Gore have not come true. There's no rising sea levels. Our main rival, China, emits 2.5 times the pollution of the U.S. They plan on building 900 new coal plants.
Exactly.
While we're eliminating fossil fuels and relying on China for the materials for our EVs. They'll rule the world, and we'll go broke. Thank you, Democrats.
Gotta take us down.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
You're exactly right. Yeah. We're waiting for Kevin O'Leary to join us here. On the program, when he does, we'll chat about the Wonder Fund. What isn't great about the Wonder Fund? You know, they call him Mr. Wonderful. I want to find out a little bit more about that. But I guess if your dreams come true and a company starts or goes to the next level because of the investment of Kevin O'Leary, I'd probably call him Mr. Wonderful, too.
Right.
Yeah. That works. So Mr. Wonderful has a Wonder Fund in North Dakota. Also want to talk with him a little bit about Signature Valley. It's 400th time I've done that. Silicon Valley Bank, SVB. So I heard him early on say, this whole thing is about bad management at one bank. You know, it became this whole banking crisis, which was overblown in and of itself because there's no banking crisis here. There's a banking crisis at one bank because of bad management. and a couple other banks at Signature being one of them. But some people said, oh, I don't know if they're too strong. So people start pulling money out of those banks. But it wasn't a banking crisis. However, Janet Yellen, Secretary of Treasury for Joe Biden, says what? We'll take care of everybody, Kevin. We'll shore everybody up.
She reminds me of one of those ants on that Geico commercial, whatever commercial it is, with all the ants.
Does anybody?
She says that we have ants. I mean, she.
Well, you know, the bottom line is I don't know if you can afford this house, and because you borrowed a lot, and it's like, who is this person? I mean, her and Merrick Garland and the rest of this circus together, man. It's unbelievable. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine.
Does anybody anywhere see Janet Yellen and go, okay, things will be fine?
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Who are you?
I'm much more calm now. The Secretary of Treasury has spoken. We're going to be fine. This will just be great.
Listen to her. It's like.
I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound and that Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them.
Now, everybody should know there's cookies and donuts in the vestibule there, and everybody stop it.
Importantly, no taxpayer money is being used or put at risk with this action.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Now you've done it.
So let's take that last one. We could take each of these piece by piece, but take that last one. No taxpayer money is at risk because of this transaction. They told the depositors of that bank, you will be made whole despite the bad management of this bank. You're going to get everything you were going to get. Whatever's in the bank, in your account, you're going to get. That's what I call a precedent. So the next time a bank fails,
yep.
How are they going to be able to say, nope, it's just.
Well, they don't think 10 minutes past their bad ideas.
Yeah. He's here, so.
Well, then what?
He'll be joining us.
You know, well, then what, Janet? Well, then what?
Play that clip again. I got to hear it again. Because there's a bunch of stuff in there. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, the second one or the first one? The second one. Here we go.
Importantly, no taxpayer money is being used or put at risk with this action.
Okay.
Go before that, though.
Where do the... go ahead.
I can reassure the members of the committee that our banking system is sound.
Stop there. And how can they assure... First of all, you assure me of nothing other than the fact that you need a nap. You know, I'm not assured of anything that you're saying there.
But you know, like the guest we had on yesterday, the banks in the Midwest, the bulk of the banks in the country are well run. They're not over leveraged. Their liabilities don't outweigh their assets. They're well run. I think on that she's right. I mean, but again, no taxpayer dollars. I mean, how do you think the FDIC gets funded? It's fees that their depositors pay. To pay for the insurance, and then so you're paying for it. Might not be your tax dollars, but it's your fees for sure.
No, exactly right. Kevin O'Leary is here. They call him Mr. Wonderful.
My man.
Hello, Mr. Wonderful.
Great to be here. Thank you.
How are you?
Crispy.
Yeah. Is there a reason you live in North Dakota? You invest in North Dakota.
To lose a bet? What the?
No, I think this place is remarkable. It's the greatest secret in America. Nobody knows about it. I'm hoping to change all that. This is a remarkable state for policy, pro-business policy. And we got a whole competition going on in America about where money goes. It's just getting more intense. You know, here's the thing and why I'm here, bottom line. For basically since 1954, when they started taking the stats about venture capital, 95% of it went to two states, Massachusetts and California. I wouldn't put a dime into either one of those states today for two reasons. Taxes are uncompetitive and the regulatory environment is unstable. So it's really hard to do business there, also New York, New Jersey. You know, you want to be at a place where tax is competitive, but more importantly, the regulatory environment lets you put money to work for, let's say, 10, 12, 15, 20 years. That's this place.
That's great to hear.
That is well said.
Talk about your history with North Dakota. I know that you had famously PRX some years ago. Some people forget that, but that was and that's a company that still exists to this day and doing well in North Dakota, right?
Yeah, the story is almost 8 years old now. They came on Shark Tank, a couple of guys with an idea to create a new vision for gym equipment so they could put it into condos, fold it up into the wall. And they were looking for money. I thought the idea was genius, so I invested in it. I'd never been to Fargo, but it became one of Shark Tank's most successful deals in history in terms of sales growth. It was unremarkable what happened with those guys. So we decided the network, you know, ABC's owned by Disney. We're sort of a family network, and Shark Tank's a family show. Said, let's get up to Fargo and shoot a thing with Mr. Wonderful ice fishing in February. I said, okay, like I'm ready to go. And we had a fantastic weekend. It was, like, most people don't know how much fun that is. But we captured it on film, and we aired that, and it was a huge hit, you know, with everybody, everywhere. And so that was my introduction initially. And then I ran into Josh, the commissioner, a few years ago at a tech conference. And we started talking about a new mandate. The Treasury was going to award capital to the state to put into venture, and an RFP was going to be competitive. And then he suggested, you know Fargo, you know North Dakota, why don't you compete and get O'Leary Ventures here? I thought, this guy has a good idea. And we did, and we were very fortunate to have won it, and now we're all over it. I mean, my job now is not just to deploy this 45. It's to bring in sovereign wealth, pension, institutional capital, and we just announced our first deal called Land Trust. Right beside me was the Wilkes family out of Texas. This is one of the largest stores of wealth in America in terms of land. These guys own hundreds of thousands of acres, and this deal is a land deal. It's basically like the Airbnb for farmland, if you want to think of it that way. You want to go hunting for a weekend? Go to the Land Trust and book a weekend and hunt some elk or go fishing, whatever you want. But you got to have the land and you got to have the strategic investors, and that we brought both to the table. That's the idea. Bring more money to North Dakota because this state wants business. You don't have AOC here. You don't have Elizabeth Warren. You don't got crazy politicians. You got people that are open for business.
Paint a picture of what you think this looks like 10 years from now.
I think what's going to happen, is my view, is that the rate of growth of GDP per capita in North Dakota is going to top out at number one in America probably in 3 to 4 years. People don't get the joke here. They don't know about the power of energy and this new carbon sequestration strategy. I think my job, and I'm just one voice, is to bring more money here to make this happen. There's so many great ideas. And in the last 2 weeks, I want to remind everybody listening, this is the only state in the union with its own effective sovereign wealth bank. Banking's under scrutiny now. Regional banks all over the place are going under. Not here. I mean, you guys started your own bank in 1919, and you've had virtually no failures because it's supervised or in a partnership with your own bank, your own bank. Now, every state and their dog wants their own bank now, but they're not going to get it. You can't go back to 1919. Nobody knows that. I was talking to Kudlow just on the weekend on this. We were on the air on Saturday, and I was telling him about the Bank of North Dakota. He said, you got to be kidding me. I said, no. Kudlow, you got to come with me to North Dakota. You got to check this out. Like, this model is the model for banking because they impose this self-discipline on how they lend. Their books are not stupid. They're not Silicon Valley. They're not First Republic. They're not Signature. These guys run a tight ship.
We've been saying that exact spot on.
That's a great story.
That's a great story.
You're right, it's unfortunately a best-kept secret nationally. It shouldn't be. Kevin O'Leary with us, Mr. Wonderful, visiting with local business leaders and companies about investment opportunities and also the Wonder Fund, North Dakota. We'll talk more with him when we come back after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012,
offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation with Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary. How'd you get that name, Mr. Wonderful, anyway?
We're trying to find the tape from season one 14 years ago. Barbara, who sits to my right, who I've been working with for a long time. And I just want to add one thing about Barbara. The only reason she makes it to the Shark Tank set every year is I buy her a new broom.
Ouch.
So, you know, she basically said, aren't you wonderful? On some, I think the first royalty deal I proposed, she said, oh, aren't you just wonderful? I said, yeah, I am. And it kind of stuck, and wow, look at it now. People don't even know my real name anymore. It's crazy.
And you have a wonder fund in North Dakota.
That's right.
And the first investment is this land trust you talked about yesterday. What else do you expect? What else is in the hopper for wonder fund?
Well, you know, given what's happened in the world in the last year, And let's go back to the big dollars. About 90% of, you know, institutional money is run in sovereign wealth funds. You know, our own giant pension plans in the U.S., the Saudis, the UAE, Norway, Canada's pension plans. These guys run the big money, and they've lost a lot of money in tech, and they've lost a lot of money in financial services. Let me give you an example over the weekend. Qatar and the Saudis put in about $50 billion into Credit Suisse just 90 days ago. Today it's worthless. They're unhappy about it. They're
slightly perturbed. Huh?
They're unsettled.
Yes.
So
it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. So they're looking at other sectors, and so am I. I mean, people are starting to say, what else can we invest in long term? And that's where North Dakota comes into play. Got energy, carbon sequestration. You got ag, you got ag tech, you have fantastic sources of energy, low cost net gas. I mean, you've got pharma, nobody knows how big that is here, you know, manufacturing vaccines, biotech, Microsoft's second largest campus right here in Fargo, so you got coding. There's a ton of stuff that doesn't have to be volatile, that's longer term in duration, that I think a lot of sovereign wealth and pension would be interested in investing in. And so that's, I'm looking for deals that diversify us away from what's been really, really, you know, the cycles come through, and for the last decade it's been tech, 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 until everybody lost 30% in 1 month. Remember, price of Facebook, the granddaddy, went down almost 50% in 2 months. Well, that doesn't happen to the value of land you grow wheat on or oats or, you know, This is the breadbasket of America. So it's really, those are the kind of investments I'm looking for now. I want stuff that's more stable.
And I don't have much time, but I do want to quickly ask you about the banks. And then Kevin has a question, too. Signature Valley Bank, what happened there?
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley Bank. Yep, sorry.
So in a nutshell, it's a bank run by idiots.
Thank you.
And it's that simple. It's tough words, but it's true. These guys ran the bank like a hedge fund. They took shareholders' money, not depositors' money only, but they went and spent it on stuff that they shouldn't have, and that's coming to light every hour of the day as they start to scrutinize these managers. But they did something that's remarkable. They took depositors' money and basically went to Vegas and put it on black. They bought these really long bonds at 1.7% interest when the Fed was raising rates. Only an idiot would do that and not somehow mitigate their risk. And as idiots, they blew the bank up.
And the response to this, Janet Yellen, to say everybody's made whole, is that equally idiotic?
Yes, 100%. You're absolutely right. Just because you have a bank run by idiots that goes to zero doesn't mean America's broken. You know, Lehman went to zero. Bear Stearns went to zero. Enron went to zero. The economy is so strong and diverse that it steamrolls over idiot managers. We don't have to change our policy on banking. We've got a $250,000 FDIC insurance already. We don't need to raise it. We don't need to guarantee everybody everywhere all of the time. You have to be an adult. You have to be responsible. If you really want insurance, put your money in five different banks, which is what we've done in our portfolio. We said, okay, let's diversify. Let's not risk it all in one bank because we don't know where the next idiot is. You have no idea where idiot management lies. It's like the black swan swimming somewhere in the lake. There's always an idiot somewhere. So you have to diversify to protect yourself against that.
Makes sense, Kev.
When it comes to great name, by the way. When it comes to the Biden administration, war on fossil fuels, et cetera, the green thing, the one thing we keep hearing in North Dakota over and over again is, well, no investor wants to put long-term money into an oil operation if they know that the people are if they're being fought against at every turn. Where do you land on that?
You could have said that 24 months ago. Then you had Germany. Then you had Ukraine. Then
right.
You've got the price of oil all over the place. The thought process on that is changing. What people want now is clean energy. So if you can show them that you can frack and take carbon emissions and put them back in the salt caves underneath this unique geology in this state so that you're generating low-cost energy that's clean, There's lots of people that want to invest in that. We're going to need fossil fuels for the next 50, 60, even 100 years. You don't know when we can make a transition to other sources. You have to have energy security in America 100% of every year, every day.
Amen.
And that means we've got to get up to 18 million barrels a day. We're at 12 right now. There's a lot of investors, including me, saying, wait a second. It's not about politics. It's about policy. The policy of any president of the United States, number one, should be energy security. Our own energy, not Venezuela's energy, not anybody else's energy, our energy. And after we have that, then we can sell it to somebody else. That's the key.
Makes so much sense. Great to see you, Kevin and Larry. Thank you.
MetroServe USA. Home to great deals all month long, like any size fountain or coffee or cappuccino, 79 cents. Need a new phone cord? Anacorda. Sale price, $3.99 to $27.99 for the best of the best. Rare Mega Vapes are $19.99. 16-ounce Red Bull, 3 for $8. Stun Guns, $5 off. Little Trees, 99 cents. Old Trapper, 10-ounce for $12.99. And so much more. At a MetroServe USA near you, helping you feel better.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tap fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.